97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and one of my guilty pleasures, and it's funny because everyone here at the radio station breaks my chops because one of my guilty pleasures is Desperate Housewives. And on the show, right now, on the line, is Eva Longoria's, is it the niece? I always forget how exactly you're there. It's the niece, right? It's Mayotta Walsh playing Anna on Desperate Housewives Sunday on ABC. Mayotta, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Big Papa?
I'm doing really, really well. Where am I catching you this morning?
I am actually in Los Angeles right now.
That's the wrong answer. The correct answer is actually Wisteria Lane. Yeah, I know. I'm funny. So is that where the recording and the filming of the show is, or is that somewhere else?
Well, we actually work at Universal Studios in the back lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Now, most people know you from Cory in the House on the Disney Channel.
Yes.
So you're going from you're still in the Disney family because Disney and ABC are the same thing, but you're going from a Disney show to Desperate Housewives. What kind of a transition was that for you? Or are you happy for the transition to be able to do more adult stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm so grateful because, you know, it can be difficult moving from, you know, a Disney show to more adult roles. So I felt like this was the perfect way to do so. And my character from Disney to this character is just so different. And I love playing different characters and characters who are very unlike me. So it's been an absolute blast.
Okay, so when you say unlike you, what is like you and what's unlike you?
I'd say I'm not very similar to Anna. She's very manipulative and materialistic and, you know, will do anything to get what she wants. And I'd like to think that I don't really step all over people and I'd like to think I'm more sympathetic to other people's feelings than she is.
Well, that's cool. We're talking to Mayotta Walsh. She plays Anna, Desperate Housewives, Sunday on ABC. Eva Longoria's manipulative niece. It's got to be, I would imagine, you're what, 20, 21 years old?
Yeah, turning 22 next month.
Awesome, okay. It's got to be tough and really intimidating walking on that set for the first time. Because, I mean, the show's been around for a while. There's a lot of A-listers on there and with some big acting chops. And you're walking in as, you know, as one of the lead characters' nieces. You know, you're going to be a lot of scenes with Eva. That's got to be real tough to walk into.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first episode was a bit intimidating, but fortunately, the set was so welcoming and everyone was so welcoming that, you know, I didn't feel too much anxiety because of the supportive set it was. And now it's just so much fun. Like, I walk on set and know that I'm going to have a blast. And Eva's great to work with. She's funny and sweet and down to earth and I learned a lot from her.
You know, it's funny. Two things on that. Number one, I actually interviewed Eva Longoria before she added the Parker, just as Desperate Housewives was just before it debuted. Huh. So I got to talk to her. So yeah, you're absolutely right. She's awesome. But on the second end of that, the rumor is, and it always has been for years, is that the set of Desperate Housewives is really catty and really like talking behind each other's back, almost like high school Mean Girls ish, if you will.
You know, I think that's kind of a fun rumor that people like to think is true. But I mean, in my personal experience, I haven't seen any of that, and I think the girls are actually very nice to each other, and you know, I think they even go out to dinner or hang out sometimes. And I mean, so far I haven't seen any divas.
no diva tantrums as of yet.
Exactly, as of yet, yes, of course.
Again, we're talking to Mayotta Walsh. She plays Anna, Desperate Housewives, Sunday on ABC. Now you're on this hit show now, and you're playing more of an adult role. And that's where we're trying to go. What's next for you? What else do you have coming up?
Well, let's see. I'm still working on Desperate Housewives, but once my hiatus comes up in, I don't know, I think in June or so, I'm hoping to get a film role. I'd like to segue myself into film.
That's the natural progression. And it's worked out. This has worked out so good for you. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I mean, you go from Cory in the House in the Disney Channel, Now you take the step up to Desperate Housewives. This is a fantastic plateau. Now, how what you can make of the opportunity is up to you, and I think you're going to do well, because like Jesse Metcalf, he got the springboard from Desperate Housewives, and he kind of fell on his face, and I know that's not going to happen to you. I just know.
I've got my goals and my priorities, and I'm always, taking action and moving towards my goals. So, I'm not worried that I'm gonna just like kind of forget what I'm doing here. Like, I know where my head's at, and I know what I need to do in order to reach the next level.
Any interaction with the paparazzi yet?
You know, no, it hasn't been too bad as of yet, which is great. You know, I do enjoy living a free personal life. So, when that time comes, I'll have to see how I handle it.
Yeah, and that's going to be something you're going to take Evil aside and be like, hey, paparazzi followed me to my car. How do you handle it? Yes. That's probably what will end up happening, right?
Exactly.
So a boyfriend...
Yes, I do have a boyfriend.
In the business, out of the business?
No, he's actually an artist and graphic designer, so he's not an actor.
That's actually good.
That's
actually good, because a lot of times there's only, they're going to be like one star in the relationship, and if there's two actors in it, it's real tough. There's a lot of, there's a lot of microscopes, that brings even more attention to you.
The fact definitely. That you can... and there can always be that sort of competition, and I just don't think that's healthy in a relationship. I think we both encourage each other, but it's hard when you're not dating an actor to find someone who understands what you're doing, and, if you've got to, do kissing scenes with someone, or if you've got to, be away for a long period of time, like, they can understand and handle the pressure.
Absolutely. It's the same thing with dating, like, a radio DJ. It's the same, obviously, exactly. I don't have to have a kissing scene, but, there are things that are different in relationships,
Right.
So I completely understand. We're talking to Mietta Walsh, Anna on Desperate Housewives, Sunday on ABC. I know you got to get going. Something we do with all you celebs. It's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, if you weren't an actress, what would you be doing for a living?
If I wasn't an actress?
Yep.
I would probably go into psychology.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oh, gosh. The DJ Bass Nectar, When I Grow Up.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Favorite toy as a child?
Trampoline.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Eyes.
Safe answer. And finally, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
I can't think of a fun toy that I play with.
What do you fiddle with? What do you do on a daily basis? Do you play with like a BlackBerry or an iPhone or an iPod?
I have an iPhone. I have an iPhone, and I am on that quite frequently.
Okay, now here's a bonus question. Top three TV shows on your DVR,
Yes. Okay. Well, I have to be honest, I don't have any TV channels on my TV, but I do love Dexter, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Family Guy.
There it is. It's Mietta Walsh, Anna on Desperate Housewives, Sunday on ABC. Mietta, thank you so much for the time, and good luck on everything. I can't wait for you to pop.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited for you. It's Mietta Walsh, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.